the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, my friend. Checking in at
number 5.
Today, Super Deluxe released a video featuring none other than Donald Trump's chief international troll, Vicente Fox.
He's back.
Former president of Mexico has joined forces with the company to deliver some of the burns he usually reserves only for his Twitter account.
This is so important, Donald, and I really want you to concentrate on what I am saying. So I brought something that will make it easier for the bees living in your brain to focus.
What?
The most beautiful piece of chocolate cake you have ever seen.
Oh. Oh. The bees in your brain to focus. Yes. All right.
Emphasis on the F.
He really is trolling. Got a bunch of tweets out in the last 24 hours. One shows a picture of the president with the Pope, and the Pope looks, well, he doesn't look happy.
No,
in that particular
is a,
picture.
That the picture, the picture, there's a couple of pictures, but the picture of Donald Trump with Melania and Ivanka and the Pope, in which the Pope, it looks like a hostage video. And with everybody a hostage except for Donald Trump, who's smiling. Like,
he's happy to be there.
He, like, couldn't be happier, and everybody else has got this very, like,
dour
look on their face, very serious look.
My favorite Donald Trump tweet about the Pope, he said, "The new Pope is a humble man, very much like me," which probably explains why I like him so much. That was back in the day when they were still getting along. Humble man like me. That's what he actually tweeted out in 2013 when he was the new Pope.
Okay.
But then things went another direction.
Hmm? Yeah. Donald Trump, always known for his humility. Here's more of Vicente Fox.
"Now that I have your full attention, Donald, a presidency is not measured in praise or loyalty or lavish gifts. It is measured in the amount of lives it improves. And the worse the quality of those lives, the more credit for their improvement. If everything you do is only designed to make life better for millionaires or billionaires, your presidency will be infamous."
Okay. Oh. All right. You know what? Call me when the actual president of Mexico has something to say.
I think that's right. Yeah. They don't like each other, these guys.
Yeah. With all due respect, Vicente Fox, Donald, let me tell you something. You are making me very unhappy. Now, that's a little bit of the Pope, actually, wasn't that?
There's a little fusion there, the two.
Okay. All right. We get it. I'm still more taken aback by the way that Melania looked today when she at the Vatican, where she had the veil on the top of her head.
There was a lot of criticism of that, as I'm sure you heard.
But yes. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
This is the
can't
the,
do right.
The troll class of Republicans and Democrats that are out there that do nothing but troll. Some of them are paid by the Russians, but others are not. Some of them are just angry on their own volition. The people who just troll all day long to the left and the right, you know, the right was all upset. All those trolls were upset, you know, back when Michelle Obama was traveling around the world sleeveless. And now Democrats are all upset that the left-leaning trolls are all upset that Melania had a veil over her head here, but not in Riyadh. Blah. You know what? I don't care. I don't care. All I care about is Melania looks like she's trying to escape from Donald Trump.
Did she blink in a funny way, like a save me blink or something?
Yes.
Sort of felt like that.
It was like American Gothic. It was like international Gothic when you looked at it, because you had Ivanka and Melania, zero expression on their face. Now, I know that Melania medically cannot have an expression on her face. I understand that.
Stop.
But have you ever seen her have an expression on her face?
Yeah, she smiled when she was talking to the children.
Do her eyes
her
move
stop on the
when she smiles?
Trip.
Does her forehead move when she smiles?
She had a big smile. I mean,
does her forehead move when she smiles?
I'm not.
No.
Yeah.
That is correct. No.
Well.
Anyway, the point is this. They looked very upset, and the Pope was like, "I don't think right now this is a good time to see me." When they were like shaking hands in the beginning.
That was weird.
Then the Pope like turns around, and like in his thought bubble it was like, "How much more time do I have to stand here?"
And there was a little bit of space in between the Pope and the president, and not so much over there. Just their spokespeople are saying, per Vatican protocol, for what it's worth, women who have an audience with the Pope are required to wear long sleeves, formal black clothing, and a veil to cover their head. Fine. So there you go.
I'm all fine. I don't care about that.
So veil gate is settled.
Yeah. All I care about is whether or not people are, you know, are there on their own volition. That's it.
You're worried about Melania.
Don't touch me. Don't touch. She looks like she can take care of herself, but
she
still.
Does.
It's something weird there.
Number four.
Uh-oh. Billy Bush is back. Remember? Yeah. Do I have to explain what happened
to
Billy Bush?
No, you don't. I think
fired
we all
after the Donald Trump tape came out. Now, Bush spoke for the first time since the tapes were released with Robin Roberts of Good Morning America.
Do you believe you should have lost your job over this?
Based upon the moment that is on that tape, I understand people's reaction. I agree. I also felt that way. We live in a visual and digital age, so we get this video, this moment, and we react emotionally to it. And then you have social media and the ability to respond in real time, and a flame becomes a bonfire very, very quickly.
Yeah, that is very true.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any conversations with Donald Trump since the release of the tape?
No. You know, there was no relationship there. It was work-related, and I interviewed him multiple times, especially back then. He never reached out, and I didn't reach out.
Melania felt, as she said, you egged him on. Would you agree with that, that you added to the conversation?
I definitely added to the conversation by, you know, I was keeping the ball in the air.
Egged him. Going to have an egg on right there.
Well, that's what is going on. There is a point there, though. He did say in the interview, I was a pleaser. I was just trying to get these celebrities to like me. And to be fair, that's kind of why he got so many scoops. Remember, Ryan Lochte went to talk to him immediately during that whole scandal. I mean, he got these scoops. Not that that makes the comments any less offensive.
There were reports that you knew about the tape and you were talking about it months beforehand.
I only talked about it with people who knew prior. I reported it as soon as it happened. I said you wouldn't believe the things that Trump was saying, you know, off camera.
Wait a minute, you reported that tape way back?
Yeah, sure. As soon as it was done, when I was recounting what happened, I said, yeah, but when the camera left, this is what the conversation was. And it was told me days later, well, that was on. The camera was rolling. There's audio of all that. I said, oh, my gosh, wow. But I never thought about it again. I just went on.
Nancy O'Dell has accepted the apology. You remember it was about her.
Right.
And she says she forgives him, worked with him for a long time, and he deserves to get to move on.
Get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Potomatic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Number three.
Ah, the new Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. The most powerful woman in the superhero world says it's really, really magical to play such a strong female character on the big screen and to be an inspiration to girls and boys alike.
This is really exciting. It's crazy to think that this character had been around for about over 75 years, and this is the first time we see her on the big screen and get to actually establish her origin story. So it was very exciting. It was an honor for me to do this part. I'm all about, you know, strong female figures. And I love Wonder Woman.
Yay.
She's a foreigner.
Well,
she's playing Wonder Woman.
It's not allowed?
No. Wonder Woman's a red, white, and blue. Although in this particular case, they made her not red, white, and blue.
What's the backstory? Do we know?
I don't know. It's got Chris Pine or Pratt in it. I don't know. It's one of those. Pine.
Oh, gosh. No, it's contagious. I'm getting him confused. Chris Pine,
yeah.
He talks about his scenes with the Wonder Woman posters look great. I'm excited about the movie.
I believe. Is Richard reviewing that for us tomorrow? We can do a special weekend update.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, not tomorrow. All right. Okay. That's coming up, though. Gal Gadot, foreigner, is very happy about it. Hey, wait a second. I mean, they couldn't get, you know, like a fine American actress like Lindsay Lohan or somebody to play. No?
I don't know if she'd make a good Wonder Woman.
Nothing? Nothing? No? All right.
Taking our jobs.
I know. That's what they're doing. They're taking our jobs. Where's Trump on this when he finds out? Gal Gadot, send her to me. She sounds a little like Melania there, by the way. I just want to point that out. I do like that. She says, before she got this role, she almost gave up acting.
I never dreamt of being an actress. It kind of, you know, happened to me, and one thing led to the other, and I fell in love with the profession, but there's so much rejection.
The almost.
I had so many almost, and if you're going to get, you're about to take this part to get it, and then your life will change, and then I don't, and another, and another. And I just told my husband, listen, I don't know, I'm not sure how long, like, I can take it for.
Did you know that Wonder Woman is apparently the Princess Diana of Themyscira? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but she is the princess, warrior princess of the Amazonian people. That's what her character is based on, a superhero comic book.
But character. Not in the 1970s.
No, not the Linda, what was it, Linda?
Yeah, her, Linda Carter.
Carter, right. Yeah. Not that one, but she's the Amazonian princess, warrior princess.
That's very fun. Well, then that makes sense.
The more you know.
Speaking of that, this is kind of
interesting. Number two.
Now, on The View today, John Kasich, former presidential candidate, governor of Ohio, he showed off his pop culture chops today. Ooh. When talking to the ladies of The View, specifically about the Tay-Tay Katy Perry feud.
But you know what the thing is? Don't ever steal anybody's dancers is the message. But, maybe they're just trying to get some extra press, although I don't know Taylor Swift needs any more press. In fact, she's kind of went into hiding, and now they say she's going to reemerge with a new sound, and she does have a new sound.
The new sound?
Well, there's a new sound that she put out this song, I Don't Want to Live Forever, with Zayn, who is a One Direction guy, and it's a lot different.
That's pretty impressive.
There you go.
He knew more than I thought. That's pretty good.
He knows more.
And then she wrote this song with Calvin Harris, who's the big DJ. You all know that. And that was a song called Lightning.
And you know
that Rihanna.
Taylor Swift.
She did date him for a couple weeks. And but she's going to come back out. I will tell you, she met my wife and kids at a concert. She knew everything about my wife and my children. She was just unbelievably great. And Katie, you know, I have a friend that knows Katy Perry. And she's very talented. So two great pop artists, right?
Uh-huh.
And
right. So you'd like them to settle this and move on in their careers.
Because of world peace.
You know, if he'd only done this during the debates, he would have won. He did this, sorry, Donald, we need to talk about Katy Perry and Tay-Tay.
Isn't it amazing how when the pressure comes off, the personality comes out that you wish you had seen during the race?
Yeah, so it would have been fun. Would have been something. All right, are you ready for the finals here? I mean, literally the finals?
Yes.
Number one.
NFL running back Rashad Jennings beats out our own Grandpa Rossi last night at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, not good. I really thought he got that far. He should have won.
You know, but the problem was that Normani, what's her name? I think that's her actual real last name.
I blame her.
Yeah.
She was really good. She's really, really good. Now, Normani, she was the third one. She came in third. Oh. She should have won the whole thing. Best dancer ever. Celebrity dancer ever on Dancing with the Stars. A little unfair because she's, a stage artist and all that, but still.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are the people you always expect to win, like the gymnast. And I know Simone Biles didn't win this one, but you always assume that they've got such an advantage. But when Grandpa Rossi got this far, you sort of thought maybe this was, could have done it.
Well, he was as shocked as anybody else.
Yeah, I felt like I was a winner once I got into the finals, to be honest with you, and that people were voting for us and enjoy our relationship. And, I think that's the biggest compliment you can get is people enjoy watching you. And so that's what's fun for me.
It was fun to watch him.
Well, you got
to
turn on your TV. I'm sure you'll see him on some channel at some point. This guy's already everywhere.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think they accidentally dropped. Last time I was watching the ESPN Cubs game. Mm-hmm. And that's the B team that does Tuesday Night Baseball.
Right.
And they had, and it's fun. I mean, ESPN always has fun. I think the network baseball coverage actually sells the sport much better than local generally. But one of the play-by-play guys said that he's actually scheduled to call a game with David Ross.
Yeah, well, Ross called his first one, I believe it was last week. It was a Red Sox-Cardinals game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, he signed on to do a handful of analysis for ESPN throughout the season.
Yeah, he'll be
so you'll see him popping up.
That's where he's going to be.
He's going to be great at
or
that.
At Wrigley, because remember, he's still a special advisor with the team. So
yeah.
He pops up on the north side here and there.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Will he just retire already?
Oh, he's retired.
He kind of did, but
I
now
know,
his career's really taken.
But do you?
No,
when,
now
when
he's
you
like international star.
He should never work again. Is that what he's like? 65.
Everyone just keeps like...
got a new book. He's got what else does he have? Does he have a cereal yet? I feel like every cut member. Has
no,
a
he does
now.
Not.
Okay.
It's
I'm sure that's coming.
Zorilla Crunch.
That's right.
For Zobras.
He's got a cereal.
Rizzo's.
And Rizzo's. He's got a cereal. That's the one that Judy has. Graham doesn't Grandpa Ross have one?
Yes, I've
you
got
it right
Ross
there in the studio.
What are they called?
I think it's Rossi Crunch.
Mm-hmm. It looks good.
Looks,
Grandpa Rossi Crunch.
Yeah, it doesn't look good
the,
at all. I
would oh, hey, well, by the way, I need it for the
good.
Fiber.
Yours has marshmallows
well,
in
that's
it,
just it. They've been like, it looks like Lucky Charms, like fake Lucky Charms, the Zorilla one. But all right.
Got to get that fiber
shot.
In you.
I do.
Yes, you do.
He was like, you know, people. This is the funny thing about it. He's like, what is he, 40? Mm-hmm. Just turned 40.
Yeah, 39 or 40.
Right? And he's a professional elite athlete. Right? Why do people keep talking about, oh, look at this old man. Look at how he can move. He's not an old, just because he's got the gray hair.
He's 40, and they call him Grandpa, but he has kids that are
like
5 years old.
Yeah.
They're so cute, too. But I just didn't expect him to be able to foxtrot and do all that stuff. You know, like the waltzes and those kind of dance moves.
Classic waltzing, classic
right?
foxtrot.
Because
yes,
we all thought that Rashad Jennings was going to be able to foxtrot. Nobody knew who Rashad Jennings was.
That's true.
Before this. Rashad Jennings, by the way, is not a current professional NFL player.
Wait, is he the one who won?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's not?
No.
Wait, well, they were talking about when he got back on the field.
Yeah, last season he played a handful of downs for the New York Giants. He's currently unattached to a team.
You know, you're right, because they said he was going to go tour.
On the tour. He's going to be on the summer tour. Trust me, if he were playing for an NFL team, he'd be in OTAs. He wouldn't be, he's not, you know, and look, he was fine, he was good. Although there was one moment, he was like, everything was so bad. He was like crying last night because he thought he was going to lose. I was going to come in third.
Yeah,
and he was
they
like,
look
oh,
kind of weird.
Oh, man. And he was like, he literally like, he enveloped the dancer that he was with.
Well,
I think at this,
like
I'm going on between those two right now.
She was acting like it was the biggest highlight of her career, whoever she is.
I want to know why. There's one thing. You see, I want to do like show what it looked like between that Rashad Jennings guy and his dancer last night, Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. how close those two are, and then Donald and Melania Trump, the exact opposite. All right. Do you know what we have right now?
What do we have right now?
To close this thing up.
Let's
and
do
then
it.
Judy's news is 2 minutes away.
The top five at five.